the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. On August 26, 1920, the U.S. Secretary of State certified the ratification of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote, changing the political landscape forever. Our state was a leader in the suffrage movement. 10 years earlier, in 1910, Washington became the fifth state where women could vote. Today, most state Senate Republican leaders are women. Senator Shelley Short is the Republican floor leader, and Senator Judy Warnick is the caucus vice chair. I asked both, what does the 19th Amendment mean to you?
It means equality. When you think of women in their communities at that time in history, they were the backbone of their communities. They were there with families. They were in the schools. They were volunteering in their towns while the men were working the fields and doing their jobs. And so I think it was really a recognition that those were tremendous roles for women and that they should be recognized.
It's a matter of fairness. Women work as hard as men. I've never known a time when we didn't have the right to vote. And so to look at history when women work so hard to be able to vote, it means much, much more. And it's an equity issue, it's a fairness issue, and I think we need to celebrate that fairness.
I asked Senator Short and Warnick, what's changed for women in politics in the last 100 years?
My office is in the legislative building, and of course they have all of the historic photos over the different early 1900s, all of that. And you look at these pictures, and there's pictures of a woman here and a woman there, and I think, oh my word, what did these women go through? They're pioneers. They pioneered a way for women to say, hey, having you in the legislature is a good thing. You offer thoughts. It's just a whole different dynamic. And I look at those and they're really trailblazers. Even a few decades ago, were women who are raising our families. There are women in the legislature who had their children when they were in the legislature and were serving as they had infants. And, you know, you had infants on the floor. But then we became active in leadership roles, and really just the dynamics have changed. And the thing that's really neat is I don't wear that I'm a woman on my sleeve, right? But I think there's something very powerful to be said about all of the changes that have come over time. And it's such an honor to be able to do something this profound, which is be a voice for others in this dynamic way, and to be elected in our communities, to really just be thought of as people who will champion other people's voices, who will look for solutions that help their communities.
Women are out in the workforce more than ever before, so we have experience that we bring to the legislature that is valuable. We're also wives and mothers, and that's a valuable component of serving our constituents, because at least half of our voters are women, and maybe even more are women, and so we need to be aware of those. But I think the roles that women bring to the legislative process are very, very key.
I wondered what State Senate Republican leaders Shelley Short and Judy Warnick would say to a person who's surprised to learn that most of the Republican leaders in the Senate today are women.
I'm surprised that people are surprised, actually, but I don't think having women in leadership is a party thing. But what I think it shows is that we have tremendous connections to our district. People have seen us active in the community. We've shown that people and families matter, and that we have a tremendous compassion. We're willing to stand up. We're fighters. We're problem solvers. And people locally see that. They see it manifested in our communities, and they're comfortable with sending us here to do a job and to represent them.
Why not? We do represent a very important part of society, and I think it was very forward-thinking of our caucus to elect women to leadership, because we are elected, not appointed by the minority leader. It's something that we seek, and we were granted by our caucus those positions. I think we all recognize those members that we work with who have the talent and the strength and the foresight to work with not only our constituents, but with the other side of the aisle.
Once again, August 26th is the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote. Check out this website, suffrage100wa.com, for information on our state's celebrations. Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC, and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.